So Nehemiah gets to the city, and he's already got enemies trying to stop him from building it up. But so he has to go at night and survey the city and see how bad it really is. It is pretty bad. He couldn't even go underneath some of the places with his horse, and he just realized it was totally destroyed. So he goes to the people. He says in verse 17, "Then said I unto them, You see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burnt with fire. Come, let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's word that he had spoken unto me, and that said, Let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work." So Nehemiah, you know, it takes a leader to spark these movements of building up the waste places. You got to have a leader. So, you know, that's what comes first. And a leader always has to be a part of that church that's going to do great things for God. And, you know, the enemies are going to come and fight us. You just know it's going to happen. And at some point, the enemies are going to fight us. And we've had a couple little flea enemies here at this church. But turn over to Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 2. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 2. There's been a couple, you know, little annoying people that have tried to oppose us here. They're lame. But they're lame. Sanballat and Geshem, you know, those guys. Look at Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 2. It says, "That Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono." So, and he was like, "Oh no, I'm not going down there." "But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I'm doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you?" So look, people are going to try to come against us and get us to stop doing the work. And maybe they'll be successful to a certain extent. But look, if you're doing the work and you're doing it right, you're building up the waste places the way God says to do them, God's going to kick in and he's going to get your back. Yep. Yeah. And he's going to take care of the situation. Amen.